Well, if you like yo-yos, you would have loved the Dow today. Way up, way down, and ended the day okay. Yikes. Welcome to the Friday edition of the Business News Hour. Thanks for being with us, everybody. Oh, those interest rates and housing. We've got a story about that. Sources say that Sears is going to close more stores than originally reported, or have they struck a deal to keep them open until after Christmas? If the postal rate increases go through, guess what? Amazon? What? Obama healthcare rates to go down? We've got that story. Tough finding employees for those hard-to-fill jobs, isn't it? Well, we've got five tips. Those stories, the markets, and this half hour, Kelly Riley from the Des Moines Botanical Gardens is in. I think she's here to sort of calm our nerves from the day. And then Jeff and Parker with stuff to do in the metro tonight through next week. More to come on the Friday edition of the Business News Hour.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby, is made possible through the support of Arion, human resources, payroll, and call center help for businesses. AURION.com. AARP of Iowa. Real possibilities. AARP, Iowa. The Business News Hour, also presented by Tero International, your elite training team at TERO.com. RE/MAX Concepts, with offices in Cedar Rapids, Nevada, Ames, and the greater Des Moines Metro. RealEstateConcepts.net. The Business News is next.
What is executive presence? When someone talks about an individual possessing professional or executive presence, they are talking about the perception that person creates through how he or she interacts in formal and informal settings, in all modes of communication. Tero International offers a one-day professional presence workshop where you learn how to develop and consistently communicate your professional brand. Visit Tero.com. That's TERO.com to learn more. This is Michelle from the Tero team.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby, is made possible through the support of AARP Iowa. Real possibilities for people of every age. AARP Iowa and Country Vet Naturals. Loved by pets, trusted by owners. CountryVetNaturals.com.
Hey, welcome back to the Friday edition of the Business News Hour. Thanks for clicking through, by the way, and thanks for being with us all week long. You know, you can catch us Monday through Friday, 5 p.m., all over the podcast platforms. Also on Sunday, we are on News Talk KXEL. That's News Talk 1540 KXEL in the Waterloo area, about 70 counties in Iowa and other states. And so, yeah, that's between 2 and 3 o'clock. And so, yeah, this is what we do. Hey, you want to reach out to us on Twitter? You can do that. We are at IOB underscore News Hour. Me personally, you can find me at Michael Libby. That's Libby spelled with L-I-B-B-I-E. Well, let's get into it, shall we? The average rate for a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage rose to 4.9%. That's the largest weekly jump in about 2 years. All of this according to data released yesterday by mortgage finance giant Freddie Mac. Lenders and real estate agents say that even now, all but the most qualified buyers making large down payments face borrowing rates of 5%. Now, a 5% mortgage rate isn't that high by historic standards. During much of the decade before the financial crisis, those rates hovered between 5% and 7%. But a return to more normal lending rates won't feel normal to many buyers who have become accustomed to getting a mortgage loan at 4% or lower. And they could experience sticker shock at what they would have to pay now for a home loan. For example, a $250,000 home loan at 5% means you're going to pay an additional $150 a month, more than if the loan obviously were at 4%. And by the way, that's $1,800 more a year. A couple higher rates with what have been some high prices for housing, and we may get a halt. Stay tuned. Well, people familiar with the pending bankruptcy filings for Sears say the former retail giant will close about 150 more stores. That would be both Kmart and Sears stores. The plans, which remained in flux this afternoon, would leave the fate of Sears remaining roughly 250 stores uncertain. The future of the stores could hinge on Sears' negotiations with the landlords over their leases. Meanwhile, shoppers are finding stores with empty shelves, a lack of workers, and more problems, all suggesting that the end might very well be near. But in a related story today, CNBC is reporting that Sears has inked out a deal that will keep their stores open until after Christmas. After that, it's anybody's guess. Well, Amazon's retail operating income could take a 5% hit from shipping costs if the U.S. Postal Service's proposed price increases go into effect. On Wednesday, the USPS suggested raising the price of sending a small flat-rate box to $7.90 from $7.20, increasing a medium flat-rate box to $14.35, and charging $19.95 to send a large flat-rate box. If approved, the changes would go into effect on January 27th of next year, and again, it's going to cost Amazon, and probably you, millions. Well, here's a story about healthcare insurance rates going down. When we saw this come across the wire, it really did catch our attention. But in the end, the reduction in Obamacare rates is dependent on where you live. The average premium for benchmark silver plans on Obamacare exchanges will fall by 1.5% next year. That's according to the Trump administration. The decline is the first for this benchmark rate since the federal exchanges were launched back in 2014. The average premium for a benchmark silver plan in 2019 will be $406 a month. That's slightly below the $412 average for 2018. And also, this depends on where you live. The 2019 average premium changes will vary widely from state to state. Tennessee rates will be dropping by 26.2%, and North Dakota, North Dakota is going to see an increase of more than 20%. The administration also announced that 23 more insurers will offer plans through the federal exchanges next year, and 29 insurers will expand their offerings into additional counties. Open enrollment for the Affordable Care Act, that will run from November 1st to December 15th. Well, the Motley Fool today offered up five tips for finding employees to fill those hard-to-fill jobs. We figure in a tight labor market, you can use all the help you can get. So you ready? Here goes. Number one, build out your social media outreach. Now, really, get going on Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram. Show off how great it is to work at your company. Highlight the great job you're doing in the community. This isn't an overnight fix, but if you start now, who knows, right? Number two, encourage employee referrals. Happy workers will be more than happy to refer their friends, family, and neighbors to your place of employment. Number three, content marketing. Do some real thinking about how you post job descriptions, job openings, all right? Tap into the things that are important to your target audience. Have a little fun with it. Don't be so stodgy. And then share your stories on social media. Those job openings, those postings, have a little fun, okay, with the content. Number four, revise your job descriptions. Take out the word boring. Most job descriptions were written by people that have little in the way of creative. Instead of listing 20 things the employee must learn or do, focus on the quality of life, the perks and the benefits, and a chance to make a difference. And number five, college recruiting and beyond. Start early with your hard-to-fill jobs. Get into the local high school. Recruit at the college level. Better yet, create a program with your high school and college and offer internships and maybe even some paid college assistance to those who come as interns and decide to stay. Pretty cool, huh? Five tips. Get going now. Well, one word describes Wall Street today: volatile. Stocks ended sharply higher after a trading session that rolled like a yo-yo. The indices bounced around today and gained and then dropped and then gained and then dropped. But all of them still posted losses for the week as traders have been fretting over rising interest rates, high technology valuations, and worries about a possible economic slowdown. At the bell, the Dow gained 287 points, led by a 4.7% surge in Visa. The S&P 500 jumped by 1.4% as the tech sector surged. The NASDAQ outperformed, surging by 2.3% on the day. Despite the strong gains, the Dow and S&P 500 finished the week down by more than 4%, while the NASDAQ posted a 3.7% weekly loss. Sentiment was rocked around the globe as investors grew nervous over the rise in interest rates and high valuations in tech shares. Are we at a bubble, they asked? The benchmark 10-year T-note hit its highest level since 2011. sparking fears that rising borrowing costs could slow down the economy. President Donald Trump has recently criticized the U.S. Federal Reserve for the decline in stock markets, saying on Wednesday that he wasn't happy with how the central bank continued to raise interest rates. Meanwhile, technology shares, the best performers this year, dropped by more than 3.5% this week. Wells and Citigroup both reported better-than-expected earnings, along with JPMorgan Chase, all of that to kick off the third-quarter earnings season. Expectations for this earnings season are high. Analysts polled by FactSet expected S&P 500 earnings to grow, get this, by 19%. At the bell, the Dow closed up those 287 points to end the crazy trade day at 25,339. The S&P 500 climbed by 1.4% to close at 2767, and the NASDAQ was up by 2.2% to end the day at 74.96. Gold gave back $4.10 to slip to $1,219.40 an ounce. Oil saw its price increase by 56 cents to $71.53 a barrel, and that 10-year T-note gained some back to end the day at 3.15%. What a day. Need some calming? We've got good news for you. Coming up next, we'll leave the hard news behind and visit with the Des Moines Botanical Gardens and hear from Kelly Riley. Good stuff on the way. For those of you who would like to polish up on your gardening skills for next year, we've got a seminar coming up. Kelly Riley next on the Business News Hour.